Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
You're listening to Following On. After 4 days of compelling test match cricket, the equations are simple. England need to take 9 wickets to win the first test match against India in Chennai, or India need to score 381 more runs. I'm Mark Nicholas, and over the next 20 minutes or so, I'll be joined by the former England bowlers Darren Goff and Gareth Batty, as well as our very own Jared Kimber, to review the day's action. We will, of course, debate whether England should have declared. We will look ahead to the task tomorrow, and we'll be joined by John Lewis, the England bowling coach, almost immediately, actually. So do not go away. We have plenty to discuss here on Following On. John, Mark Nicholas here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, clear and clear, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, very good, very good. You're looking fit and strong, and as if you're enjoying the task of being behind England's performances with the ball.
Yeah, it's been a lovely experience so far. We obviously 2 from 2 in Sri Lanka, and we're in a strong position here. So yes. Yeah, the boys are working really hard. So I'm really, really pleased how things are going.
And so different from bowling in England, both for seam and for spin.
Yeah, totally. You know, obviously. Cricket worldwide is condition dependent, and you know you have to adjust your skills to match to the conditions. And I think we've done in this game and in Sri Lanka, we've done really well to match the locals and better them really.
Yeah, could I just want to clear something up before we go on to more detail? There's no injury issues with either Jofra or Jimmy.
No, nothing at all. Boys are fighting fit.
No, there was a suggestion that Joe was reluctant to declare earlier than necessary because Jofra came out with a lot of strapping on his right arm, and we were concerned for him. But that's good. That's cleared that up. In general, it's still a pitch, I think, that marginally favours batsmen. Is that fair?
I think the Indians showed in the second innings there was a little bit of variable bounce for the fast bowlers, and the ball is starting to turn a little bit more. But I think it's probably even Stevens, and there's a fast outfield here, and obviously India have got some good players, so I think they'll have to bat very well to win the game. But I think if we do our basics really well, then you know, we've got a very good chance of putting a win on the board.
Yes, I mean it must be a buoyant dressing room because you've had 4 days of outstanding cricket.
What's really impressive about this group, Mark, is how calm they are. So yeah, they're quietly confident. But not boisterous, you know. I mean, I've been in lots of dressing rooms where you get into this position and everyone thinks the game's done and dusted. But they're very aware that the Indians are a strong side, and they've got to do their basics really well tomorrow.
The only question mark that I've heard about England's cricket over the 4 days is whether the guys could have pushed on a little for a declaration late this afternoon. Was there any talk of that, or is Joe a man who keeps his cards close to his chest?
Well, Chris and Joe are obviously in constant communication about that, and obviously putting that out to the guys in the middle. I think we felt that with the strength of their batting and the pace of the game, that they could take the game away from us a little bit. So there was a little bit of caution there, but you know I think we've got enough runs on the board to make sure that we're really competitive tomorrow.
Yeah, there are definitely enough runs on the board. It'll just be an issue of time, and therefore, excuse me, very dependent on the attack that you've been working with. Tell us about the two spinners because obviously they hold the key.
Yeah, for sure. No, they'll bowl the majority of the overs. And we'll just, again, if they do their basics really, really well, you know, they hold their lines and their lengths and be really patient and wait for the Indians to come to us, I think we'll create enough chances. And the fast bowlers as well, Mark, I think have got a job to do. Like I said, you saw with the Indians today, with their bit of reverse swing, and there's a little bit of variable bounce, especially from the pavilion end here in Chennai. I think there's a bit of variable bounce there, where some balls are going through the top a little bit. So, you know, I think there'll be enough in the wicket for all the bowlers to create enough chances to win.
A final question on Jack Leach, who's a much admired and I think we can now say beloved Englishman after his performances during the last couple of years. He took a pounding yesterday from Rishabh Pant. And how do you deal with that as the bowling coach? Do you chat with him about it?
Well, yeah, definitely. I think you have to understand as a cricketer that sometimes you go out to play cricket and things don't happen the way you expect them to happen. And someone may well get on top of you, but Jack did a job for the team. He was asked to bowl in a certain way to try and get Rishabh out and throw the ball wide into the rough. And Rishabh took his chance. And yesterday, that came off for him. But the percentages I felt were very much in Jack's favour for the way he bowled. And, you know, I think if Jack sticks to his task tomorrow, then hopefully we'll see a different result.
Could you just instruct him to find a few more of those deliveries that got rid of Rohit Sharma, please?
Oh, yeah, that was a beauty, wasn't it? So, yeah, no, it was a perfect left-arm spin delivery, mate. So, yeah, no, so it's really good to see him get that first wicket, you know, because obviously he would have felt that yesterday against Rishabh, but he'll come back strong, I'm sure of it.
Great, lovely to chat. Thank you very much for your time. We wish you well tomorrow.
Pleasure, Mark. Thanks, mate.
Okay, John. Right, Gareth Batty and Darren Goff are with me. We'll come to Gareth first because we've just been talking about the spinners. John is a thoughtful, interesting guy, very good fast medium swing bowler in his day for Gloucestershire and well thought of around the country. What can he do overnight? I mean, really, what can a bowling coach do? Just encourage?
Yeah, he can pick up on how the pitch has deteriorated, maybe the different angles the ball starts to go. If the ball is getting slower off the surface or bouncing more, you can give a bit of tactical insight of something, how a batsman plays to a certain type of delivery or a certain angle that's bowled at them. It's all little tiny 1%ers finishing. Ultimately, it's down to the guys on the field, but he will be there as a very good confidant and a man that they can sort of bounce ideas off.
Goffey, you've spent time with the team working with the bowlers, and I know you were very impressed actually with not just with their skills but with their attitudes. What would you say to them overnight? Because you have to be careful about pinpointing too much that then might heap pressure on them.
I think what I'd be saying if I was out there with the team now is, but don't rely on just the spinners winning this test match. The seam, as you've seen from India, can play a part. I think Bumrah and Ishant Sharma, when they bowled today, bowled a certain way with attacking fields. Might not look like attacking fields, Mark, when you've got three men catching in on the leg side in positions you're not normally seeing. When people think of attacking bowling, they're looking at two slips in place or three slips in place, a short leg, a gully. You don't need to do that in these conditions. You hit that back of a length hard as you possibly can, the slant and reverse swing into the right-hander, you have three catches on the leg side, can come into play. So all I would say to them, do not rely on the spinners winning this test match. We've got, you are all in the team to take wickets. Don't rely on Jack Leach and Don Bess.
Okay, so you don't, for example, say, okay, Shubman Gill is playing you off the back foot, get it fuller, or do you get to that kind of detail?
Well, to be fair, I think most of the players, if I were them and I was playing against spin on this pitch, I'd be looking to play most of it off the back foot, wouldn't you? I think that would be the common sense thing to do. I think when we've seen something happen, we haven't seen many go low, have we? What we've seen when the odd one goes through, it's been the bounce. And if you are lunging forward at them and coming really off the front foot, that's where you're more likely to get the inside edge. That's where you're most likely to get one off the glove that goes to the close infielders. What do you think, Bats?
Yeah, I think if he's hanging back to the seamers, can you get it full? I think you still have to stick to your strongest ball, and it's very hard to change your length drastically. You can go the front edge of that A4 piece of paper that you want to bowl it in, but you don't want to be going too much further than that because you lose your natural attribute. So yes, you can be a fraction further full, but also it's still a good pitch in the middle parts of the pitch, so you don't want to get too carried away.
I agree with that. I think it is, you see. I'm going to talk about a 15-wicket day. I mean, that's what an incredible day's Test match cricket without hyping it up too much. It's just a fact. We've had 15 wickets, masses of runs. India were batting this morning. They're batting again this evening. And yet England, who were bowled out, are in full control of the match. I mean, it's a remarkable circle that this game has taken today, and mainly in England's favour, which is very exciting. We see test match after test match that entertains us, and that's partly because of the attitude of the modern player, partly, I think, because the pitches are offering plenty to the bowler, so there's a nice balance between bat and ball. At the moment it might be 50-50. It's been, at absolute worst, probably 70-30 in favour of batsmen, but there's always been 30% there for the bowler in this game, as there was in Sri Lanka. And of course, there's a lot of very good players around. You get your Roots and your Stokes and your Andersons and your Kohlis and your Ashwins and all these people. They're some of the best cricketers ever.
I think the pitch, Mark, you got it spot on. It's winning the toss and batting first was always going to be the key here. And I think as the game's gone on, the bowlers have come more and more into it. I think as a seamer, you're more in the game now than you've ever been. Like I said, the odd one hopefully could keep low. You keep hitting that back of a length. We've seen it with the new ball. The odd one jumped off through the top. The spinners have definitely come more and more into the game. We've seen it reverse more because the pitch is drier. The outfield's got drier, where the big square they've got there. So it's definitely in England favour. And the reason there's so many wickets today, there's lots of different factors, but it was the lower order of India for a start. And I thought England finished them off well. And then when England were batting, because they were so far ahead, they played with real intent to try and set the game up and declare as quick as they possibly can. Surprises how late they went on, but that's the reason some wickets have fell. England would have been wanting another wicket tonight, I think, if we're going to be really honest. But it's still, the results tomorrow for me are either a draw or an England win. There's no chance of India winning. If they win that, I'd be absolutely blown away.
You still see some of the shots being played. There's some exquisite shots. There is still enough for the batters to feel relatively comfortable. Quick outfield. I think it's in the bag for England, I really do. But some of the Indian batters, some of the shots we saw, they were 29 after six overs in reply to, that 400 and plenty deficit. I mean, and without playing a shot in anger, it wasn't, free-flowing. They just played beautiful cricket shots. It's been an incredible day.
You think England have got it in the bag? I like to hear that. So for you, it's an England win with an hour to spare, is it?
No, I don't think it's an hour to spare. I think it will ebb and flow throughout the day because of the skill sets of the Indian batters. I don't think England will have it all their own way. England will win for me, definitely. I don't think India can win. But I think it'll go into the last session.
If we had Mattia Muralitharan in our side and Shane Warne, it's in the back, right? But we've got Jack Leach and Don Best. I think they've been workmanlike. They've done well. But let's be honest, they're not in the league of an Ashwin. They're not in the league of a Warne or a Muralitharan. But they've got wickets of late, both of them, in Sri Lanka. Don Best picked up wickets in the first innings. And going into the second innings, I think he actually bowled beautifully tonight, Jack Leach. And that's a big positive for England going into tomorrow. He actually bowled well tonight.
So who... Go on, Gary, sorry.
Young men at the end of this series, they could be up in those sort of lights. They could actually
set their
careers alight in this series.
I was going to ask you, if you had to bat the day to save the game, would you rather face Ashwin or Leach? You see, I think Leach is a threat tomorrow.
Well, if I'm a right-hander...
If you're a right-hander.
If I'm a right-hander, I don't know, because Ashwin can beat you both sides.
He can.
He beats you both sides.
He can,
and
he bowls getting
more,
a lot of overspin, isn't
he? Yeah, but he bowls more balls in the right areas. You've just seen today, I know England were being positive against him, but he picked up six wickets today.
Okay.
He picked up six.
Okay, just thought I'd ask you.
I'm going Leach.
See?
Have you applied for the bowling coach?
You're still in the bubble of being a player, which is a nice place to be as a commentator, actually, because you're empathetic with players, and I think that's a nice place to comment on the game from. It certainly stops any cynicism. Jared, what's your feeling about tomorrow? Give us your prediction.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? What is it? 16 wickets over the first 3 days, and then 15 wickets today, as you were saying. But a lot of those, as Goffey said, were tail wickets and guys trying to go on. There's a couple of wickets, though, or a couple of balls, when Ashwin started spinning the ball back over leg stump, middle and leg stump from outside our stump, and then Leach's wicket at the end. Once it starts to do stuff off the flat, and it's not coming out of the foot marks or anything like that, that's when I think England are in the game. If that only happens once every five or six overs and they don't spin the ball as savagely towards the stumps or from the stumps, I think that India can draw this quite easily. But if that keeps happening, it's going to keep England in the game all day. Pujara is the key in many different ways because he can nullify the spin because he'll be halfway down the wicket half the time.
One brings two, two brings three.
Do you think England should have got on with it this afternoon and been able to declare a little earlier than they were bowled out?
Well, I was quite confused, actually. It almost looks to me that they changed their mind, because the way Ollie Pope came about, started reverse sweeping three in a row, and then he actually
it
got
It was
out.
Like they were having a dart there and then for the declaration, wasn't it?
Spot on. And then suddenly, Butler came to the crease with Don Bess, and he came running down the wicket straight away, and then started padding up, and Josh Butler didn't play again his natural game. So I was quite confused how it ended. It's almost like they had second thoughts. But we'll only question them if tomorrow India are seven down at the end of play and it's a draw. Then we can ask all the questions, and why didn't he declare in the first innings, and why didn't he declare earlier in the second innings. But until tomorrow, I'm with Bats. I think it's England's game.
Okay, fascinating. Thank you, guys. I reckon it's even money, England and the draw. I think they're both about the same. I think India have it in them to hang on in there, because I don't think there are as many demons in the pitch as you might have expected on the last day here in Chennai. But I'll be surprised if England don't win, but I don't think it's much better than even money. I can't see India making a further 381. But look, I mean, we live in an age where cricket surprises us perhaps more than it ever did. So in the age of entertainment, don't back against anything, is my view. Thank you to Jared, to Gareth, and to Goffey. An absolute pleasure to listen to you. To John Lewis as well, who spoke intelligently about England. This is Following On, as we just briefly look back. Look what Sundar does. Oh, a great way to go to 50, which is warmly applauded by his teammates.
Oh, that's popped up into the air, and it's caught by Josh Butler. Well played, Jack Leach.
That's out. Caught at slip. Lovely. Turns and bounces. Excellent cricket from Jack Leach. Ben Stokes makes catching at slip look, well, very easy.
Anderson goes in. Ishant has flipped this up in the air and will be caught by Ollie Pope at short leg. Two slips and a leg slip in place. It's edged. Oh, what a catch, Ben Stokes.
What a catch.
What a catch! India have been bowled out for less than the follow-on target, 337.
Well, we're about to get underway, and the first over is bowled by R. Ashwin, and he's taken a wicket. He's spun it past Rory Burns onto the outside edge, and it's caught by Pujara at slip.
This is the classic, isn't it? This is the oohs and ahs. This is the vultures round the back wanting to feast on your carcass.
I'm not surprised. I'm very, very pleased and happy the way the England batsmen have gone about their job.
And as soon as Steve Harmison says that, Sibley comes forward, inside edge, and he's caught at leg slip.
Well, before I let Gareth Batty come in here, I'm just going to go outside and put my size 12 straight into my mouth.
Here comes Ishant. Big in swinger, LBW, up goes the finger. That looked absolutely plumb.
R. Ashwin continues, and what a reverse sweep from Joe Root. He's hit it beautifully.
And Stokes drives that really hard down the ground. It goes in the air over mid-on, really like it's come out of a gun. Oh, bowled! Yes! Yep, beautiful off-spinning. Terrific stuff from India here, trying desperately to stay in this game.
And that one is trapped in front. Up goes the finger. LBW was the appeal, and Joe Root's been given. Down the wicket goes Josh Butler, and he's smashed it straight back over the bowler's head, and he's cleared the boundary by 10 metres.
That was mad. He does it again. Oh, now he's hit it way in front of square. An incredible shot, really. He goes again, same shot, and he's out now, caught mid-wicket.
Oh, he's chipped that one straight back to the bowler. Ashwin has taken his sixth wicket. Jimmy Anderson's gone, second ball, and England have been bowled out for 178. which means India will require 420 to win the first test match.
Shubman Gill back in his crease. Oh, he times the cover off of this one. What a shot that is. I'd love to know whose bat that is, because that looks a very, very fine piece of willow the way he's played those.
Well, it'll be his. He just took his stickers off, Marker.
Silly points slip in place.
Yeah. And he's bowled him! Absolute beauty by Jack Leach. And England have the first of the 10 wickets that they need to win this test match.
Brilliant, Jack Leach.
381, gentlemen, is the number that India will be focusing on. England need 9 wickets to win this test match to go 1-0 up in the first game.
On DAB+, online, on your smart speaker, and via the TalkSport app.
That's what the crowd wants to see.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai. Only on TalkSport 2.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.